B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus. Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone. So come along. Learn some grammar. Learn a phrase. Learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, guys, here we go. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H, I'm on A plus English.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to A plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Chickling.
Yesterday, we saw that Dorothy was teaching Sophia, her grandmother, how to use her computer. So, Chickling, what do you usually do on the internet? What do your parents or even your grandpa and grandma do there?
I usually use my internet to watch videos.
Okay.
Especially about India, because I'm so curious about this country or any countries that I'm interested in, or basically anything I want to know about.
Right.
And my parents, they love to watch my videos online.
Oh, bless. Uh-huh.
Right, and that's it. What about you?
Let me see. I use the internet mostly for finding out what is going on in the world of sport.
Oh.
Maybe my football team, my favorite, the cricket teams, the other sports teams that I follow. Maybe watch some highlights, read about the games. My dad does not use the internet. My mom will leave stupid comments on Facebook, or she will randomly do other stuff. She'll shop. She can manage that.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma, again, no internet.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Neither she nor my father actually have smartphones. My dad still has an old style, like proper cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
But that's us. Mm-hmm. What about Dorothy and Sophia? Let's read through today's article and see what they're talking about today.
Grandma's first computer lesson.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words you may use while using a computer.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Browser, printer, the internet, keyboard, key, desktop, website, program, document, search bar, search engine, cursor, PC, personal computer, mouse wheel, mouse.
Warm-up question. What do you usually do on the internet? What do your parents or grandpa and grandma do there?
Tell me about the internet.
Okay, first, open your browser here. This is the search engine. Type something into the search bar.
I want to call my cousin.
Grandma, that won't work. It's like a library. Search for a subject.
Cute animals. Oh, look at all those sweet pictures.
Here is a list of websites. Click the name to go to one. You can scroll down with the mouse wheel.
I want to print this kitten photo.
Okay, we can do that. Right click to download and print the photo.
Uh-oh! I printed too many.
That's okay, Grandma. Let's cancel and try it again.
The internet is kind of hard.
Word power.
Call. Call. Just a minute. My mom is calling my phone. Hello, Mom? Just a minute. My mom is calling my phone. Hello, mom? Library. Library. We went to the library to find some books about stars and planets. We went to the library to find some books about stars and planets. Subject. Subject. I often talk to my friends about the subjects of life and love. I often talk to my friends about the subjects of life and love. Cancel. Cancel. Since the weather is very bad, the airport canceled all planes out of Taipei. Since the weather is very bad, the airport canceled all planes out of Taipei.
认识字汇.
Scroll. Download.
So at the start, we see Sophia asking, tell me about the internet.
Okay, 所以奶奶就说, 告诉我一些有关网络的事吧。 有时候我们也会说, tell me about it. 就跟我说, 可以跟我说一些有关某件事的事吗?相关事情都可以。
Yeah, basically, what do I do? What is the internet? Mm-hmm. What am I going to do with it? And Dorothy says, okay. Probably goes, here we go. This isn't going to be easy. First, open your browser here. Okay, so this could be like Microsoft Explorer if you're old, Chrome, Safari, Firefox, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's a browser. And then she says, this is a search engine.
好, 所以那个, Dorothy 就说, 好, 那么第一步呢, 我们就先打开浏览器, browser 就是浏览器, 那么这是一个搜寻引擎。
So that's like Google, MSN, Yahoo, mm-hmm. and so on. Dorothy also says, type, using yesterday's word, power word, type something into the search bar, that little area where you type for what you want to look at.
对, 这个search bar就是搜寻栏, 所以就是你可以打一些字在搜寻栏里面哦。
And then Sophia says, I want to call my cousin. And I expect she is actually typing these words as she says them. Mm. Now here we're going to use the word call, C-A-L-L, call, which is a verb, and today's first word power word. Let's check it out. To call someone means to use a telephone to contact them. These days, we generally mean use the internet to call other people. So it's not a connection using a telephone signal, but the internet. So call them with Line, with Skype, with WhatsApp, and so on. For example, we could say, just a minute, my mum is calling my phone. Hello, mum? Or, oh, just a minute, my mum is calling my phone. Hello, mum?
所以 call就是打电话, 那么其实除了打电话也可以说呼唤或者是称呼, 或者是把什么认为什么, 所以譬如说, his name is Joseph, but people call him Joe. 就像 Patrick老师一样, his name is Patrick, but people call him Pat.
Pat, yeah,
right?
No one calls me Patrick. I wouldn't even answer if they did.
好,所以你可以说啊, just a salad? I don't call that the meal. 意思,诶,做一份沙拉, 我不觉得那叫做一餐。 那么 call这个字也可以当名词哦, 那就可以说 to make a call to someone, 打电话给某人, 所以你可以说, I need to make a call to my dad so he knows where to pick me up. 我必须打电话给我爸爸, 所以他才知道在哪里载我。 那么如果 call用了一个名词呢, we can use this phrase, a close call. So basically, it's a situation where something bad or dangerous that almost happens, but then you manage to avoid it. 所以就是可能差点陷入危险,很惊险,但你逃过了。 所以可以说, the truck nearly hit the cat. That was a close call, 但是没有撞到, 但是差点就撞到猫了, 幸好没有。 那我们回到课文例句, 诶,等一下, 我妈妈打电话来了, 喂,妈妈?
So, if you type that into Google, will you say, I want to call my cousin?
Of course not.
That will
yeah,
work?
Yeah, so why did she say that?
Well,
You can do that, can you?
No, you can't. You could ask Siri.
Oh,
if
right.
If you said to Siri, Siri, I want to call my dad, then that would work, or Alexa or whoever. But asking Google, no, that will not work. As Dorothy says, Grandma, that won't work. Now here, work means do what you want it to do. Mm-hmm. If a machine doesn't work, it won't turn on or do anything. If you say a plan won't work, then we know the plan won't be effective and it won't achieve a result.
Mm-hmm. 好，所以奶他就说，奶奶啊，这个是行不通的哦。所以 work 这边是指行不通。所以如果有人提出建议，你觉得不管用，你就可以说，I don't think that's gonna work, or that's not gonna work out.
Yep. So Dorothy also explains a search engine and says it's like a library. Okay. So let's look at this word library.L-I-B-R-A-R-Y, library, which is a noun and our next word power word. A library is a building where books are kept. It has books and other things like magazines on many subjects. You borrow books and those things from a library. We can also have libraries online. In a normal library, you can search for different kinds of books, while with a search engine, you can search for all sorts of information.Here's a sentence for library. We went to the library to find some books about stars and planets. We went to the library to find some books about stars and planets.
Say library 就是图书馆。So if you want to go to a library and borrow some books, you have to have a library card,、
mm-hmm.
就是借书卡。那么图书馆员呢，我们可以说 librarian, sorry. 那么课文例句呢，就是说我们去图书馆找了一些关于恒星跟行星的书。And searching is just what Dorothy tells Sophia to do, right?
Yeah, searching, like put something in, it'll、mm-hmm. find it. It'll find what you want.And she tells her grandmother, search for a subject. Now the word subject, S-U-B-J-E-C-T, subject, is our next word power word. It's another noun. Let's check it out. A subject is a thing. It's the thing people are discussing or want to know about. It could be an area of knowledge. It could be a person or a thing people just are researching to know about.To search for a subject means to write something in a search engine like Google that you want to know more about, and then you read the articles. Here's an example sentence. I often talk to my friends about the subjects of life and love. I often talk to my friends about the subjects of life and love.
Okay, 所以 subject 就是主题，那么我们也可以当科目的意思。所以在这边 Dorothy 就跟奶奶说啊，所以这个就像是一个图书馆一样啊，你直接输入一个主题在搜寻栏，你就可以找到自己想要找的东西了。那么我们说科目，你也可以说 What is your favorite subject at school? 你最爱的科目是什么？你就可以说 My favorite subject is chemistry. 我最爱的科目是化学。那么如果有人在聊天，你不太喜欢聊天的话题，你就可以说let's change the subject. And that basically means let's talk about something else.、
Mm-hmm.
那我们回到课文例句，我常常和我的朋友讨论关于人生与爱的话题。So what does Sophia choose?
Well, we see that she says cute animals. Again, typing it. And then says, oh, look at all those sweet pictures.
好，所以奶奶就搜寻了可爱的动物。那 Sophia 就说哇，看看那些可爱的照片。
Well, of course, that's what the internet is for, searching for cute cats. Next, we see that Dorothy says, here is a list of websites. Now, we can use the word here when you're showing something to someone. You can both see the thing that you're referring to and saying, look, there it is, or here it is. Like, you could walk up to a restaurant and you could say, here we are.At the restaurant, like it's in front of us, we can see it.
所以这边其实是要说 a list of websites is here, 不过我们把它倒装了，所以变成 here is a list of websites, 这些都是网站。那老师刚刚提到的 here we are, 我们在这里了，我们到了，或者 here I am, or here comes the bus, and that means the bus is coming.
That's right. Dorothy also tells Sophia what to do. She says, click the name to go to one. You can scroll down.With the mouse wheel. Scroll means to use the mouse wheel or the scroll bar on the side of the screen to move down a web page or a document to see what's below. A web page is usually more than what you can see on one screen. So scrolling shows what's on other parts of the page, up or down or even left and right. Mm. The same is true for documents. You can see more of what's on it by scrolling up and down.
That's it, Dorothy 就说点选名称就可以去那个网站咯。那么使用滑鼠的滚轮就可以往下。那么 scroll 就是你电脑萤幕在卷动那一个动作。
Sophia then says, I want to print this kitten photo. She knows about printing. She did that yesterday. She knows what she's doing. So she wants a cute kitten picture.
奶奶就说那我想要印这张小猫咪的照片。
And Dorothy tells her how. She says, okay, we can do that. Right click to download. So that's use the right button of the mouse and print the photo. To download means to take something from the internet and put it on your computer. You can download things from a website or from an app store and you then save it on your computer or phone's memory.
所以点选右键按下载就可以印照片啦。那么 download 这边是下载，那么上传呢就是 upload。那两个都可以当名词哦，这边是当动词。
Sophia then has a grandma moment, and she says, "Uh-oh, I printed too many.
Uh-oh,
like 100 copies of this kitten thing are coming out."
所以奶奶就说啊，我印太多了。Okay.
Well, Dorothy helps her. That's what she's for. She says, that's okay, Grandma. Let's cancel and try again. Here we use the word cancel, C-A-N-C-E-L, cancel. It's a verb and it's our final word power word for today. To cancel something means to stop something you're doing on a computer. You could also use it to mean stop a task that you've started.We can also say cancel to change your mind about an appointment you've already made. You could cancel a meeting. You could cancel a doctor's appointment. You could say, oh, sorry, I can't make it. And then you change the time. Here's an example sentence. Since the weather is very bad, the airport cancelled all planes out of Taipei. It said, no, they can't fly anymore. Since the weather is very bad,The airport cancelled all planes out of Taipei.
So Dorothy 就说哎呦没关系的奶奶我们取消再试一次就好了。Cancel 这边后面直接加上你要取消的东西就 OK 咯。所以像老师刚刚有提到的 doctor's appointment, 或者是你也可以说 to cancel a meeting, 或者是一个会议去取消一堂课 to cancel a class, or to cancel a contract, 取消一个合约 or order, 一个订单等等都可以。那我们看一下课文例句。由于天后很糟糕机场取消了所有由台北出发的飞机。
And because of this mix-up with the printing of so many copies, Sophia says, the internet is kind of hard.
Okay, 所以奶奶就说上网好像有点难呢。
Yeah, well, I completely agree with Sophia. The internet is hard. And that's the end of the conversation between Sophia and Dorothy. Mm-hmm. First, we're going to go to today's magic box, and when we get back...Chicolin and I will be playing our review time activity game.
Magic Box, 找亮点。
Hello, 大家好，我是 Isaac。前几天呢，参加我们家族聚餐的时候呢，家里的长辈啊，看到我都非常的开心，问我最近还好吗？现在在从事什么样子的工作啊？虽然被问到这种问题的时候呢，我都会很傻眼，但我还是笑笑跟他们说，哦，我现在在空中美语从事文字编辑。I work as a copy editor at AMC. 咦，大家刚刚有发现我用了哪个动词吗？没错，就是 work。这边的 work 当作动词表示使点点点工作或者是劳动的意思。那其实在我们日常生活中呢，常常会使用到 work 这个字的不同的词性，甚至是不同的意思来帮助我们呢表达我们想说的事情。那就让我们来举几个常常使用的吧。比如说 ,the medicine will start to work in 1 hour. 这个药呢会在一个小时内开始起作用。那这边的这个 work 当作动词表示有效或者是起作用的意思。那 work 当名词的时候也有几个比较常使用的意思哦。比如说 I have a lot of work to do every day. 我每天呢都有很多的工作要做。这边的 work 当名词表示是工作、劳动的意思。那大家有发现一件事情吗？这边的这个 work 当工作的时候是一个不可数名词哦，所以千万不可以在 work 后面加上 s， 那意思会完全不一样。那你们一定很好奇，如果 work 变成可数名词会变成什么意思呢？来来来， work 如果当作可数名词的时候，意思指的是作品或者是著作。那我们通常指的是呢绘画、书籍以及音乐。那让我们来造个句子吧。This museum has many great works by famous artists. 这间博物馆呢有许多知名艺术家的作品。好啦，那今天讲了蛮多 work 不同的用法以及意思。那换我来考考你们咯。假如我要说我每天九点开始上班工作，这句话的英文该怎么说呢？
The answer is, I start to work at 9 a.m. every day.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so we've been talking about the internet today, and just for a bit of fun, I have here the top 10 websites of 2019.
Okay.
Which ones got the most people going there to use them?
Mm-hmm.
So, how many of these top 10 can you guess? What were the biggest 10, the most popular 10 websites on the internet last year?
Well, I'm guessing, I'm not sure if Instagram is a website, is that it?
It is a website, but most people use the app, so
right.
Instagram is not in the top 10.
Okay, so that's not an option then.
No, we've mentioned a few in the article.
Okay.
See if you can remember.
Google.
Google is number one. Most,
oh, really?
The okay. most used website
I
of
use
last
it every
year
day.
Was Google.
Okay, so Google.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing Facebook.
Facebook is at number 3.
Okay, and we have YouTube.
Was number 4.
Which I use every day.
Right.
And what other things we have? We have Pinterest.
Is number 10.
Really?
Good guess. That came.
Okay.
I don't use Pinterest. I've never used it, so that I was like, huh, what's that?
All how right. many do we have left?
You have Google, you have Facebook, you have YouTube, you have Pinterest, you've got 6 more.
Okay, I'm running out of everything in my head. What else do we have here? Yahoo?
Yahoo is at number 5.
What else do we have?
Got 5 more.
I'm done.
You're done? Okay. Amazon
is
number 2.
Right.
Shopping website, of course, and for the TV.
Uh-huh.
Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
Well, because it's in so many languages, mm-hmm. it's very popular. Twitter.
Twitter, okay.
Is number 7. eBay. Which doesn't, I don't think gets a lot of traffic in
it.
Taiwan.
No.
eBay is there. And MSN was at number 9.
Okay.
So those were the, yeah, Reddit and a few others and,
okay.
Instagram were in the second set of the top 20, but those were the top 10.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, that is all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching everybody for A Plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Chickling.
We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Grandma's First Computer Lesson.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words you may use while using a computer.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Browser, printer, the internet, keyboard, key, desktop, website, program, document, search bar, search engine, cursor, PC, personal computer.Mouse wheel, mouse.
Warm-up question. What do you usually do on the internet? What do your parents or grandpa and grandma do there?
Tell me about the internet.
Okay, first, open your browser here. This is the search engine. Type something into the search bar.
I want to call my cousin.
Grandma, that won't work. It's like a library. Search for a subject.
Cute animals. Oh, look at all those sweet pictures.
Here is a list of websites. Click the name to go to one. You can scroll down with the mouse wheel.
I want to print this kitten photo.
Okay, we can do that. Right-click to download and print a photo.
Uh-oh, I printed too many.
That's okay, Grandma. Let's cancel and try it again.
The internet is kind of hard.
Call. Call. Just a minute. My mom is calling my phone. Hello, mom? Just a minute. My mom is calling my phone. Hello, mom? Library. Library. We went to the library.To find some books about stars and planets. We went to the library to find some books about stars and planets. Subject. Subject. I often talk to my friends about the subjects of life and love. I often talk to my friends about the subjects of life and love.Cancel. Cancel. Since the weather is very bad, the airport canceled all planes out of Taipei. Since the weather is very bad, the airport canceled all planes out of Taipei.
认识字汇
Scroll.Download.